I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, many people are losing a race against time. John Sparks of India Partners shares the story.
The Indian government, in an attempt to reduce the amount of black money that's in the marketplace, has decided to demonetize the 500 and 1,000 rupee note. They've given the people until the end of December to change their money at the bank.
These notes are most common for daily use, but they also constitute life savings for the poor. Long lines, longer walking distances, and a low daily withdrawal limit make it nearly impossible for people like rural widows to change out their money in time. Would you consider sponsoring a widow through India Partners? Visit missionnews.org to ensure that she gets the food that she needs every day, as well as the hope found in Jesus. And we're excited to announce that Bibles for China is teaming up with another MNN partner, China Partner. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says,
China Partner is exactly who they say they are. They partner with those that are willing to go and share the gospel and training materials and Bibles in China. And they've been a wonderful, wonderful resource. And Eric and I plan to be together after the first of the year in serving and meeting and being a part of the Christian community that exists in China. I say God has provided us a cool opportunity.
As the ministries lean on each other's strengths to better serve China's church, would you pray for them? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.